From everybody, good morning. Is somebody here from Ovoletsky's share? Let me just see. Rav Avram Schwartz, Tagidli, Baruch also, Rav Ovoletsky's share is going to be on the telephone again, yeah? So
yes.
He's starting his share at 10 o'clock? Or it's going to be back to what it was before he was on the telephone at 10:30, you know?
I'm not sure. We normally start at about 10:10 because he's waiting for people to come.
No, that's why. But it could be that they can find. Okay, I'll speak to him and see what he's doing. In the meantime, we'll leave this at 9:30. You know, just if he's going back to 10:30, we can push this a bit like forward, especially with slichus and everything now.
Okay, that's fine.
But we'll see. In the meantime, let's just keep it like this. I don't know what's happening tomorrow. Anyway, we'll see. We'll talk about tomorrow later. The Seder. Okay, fine. So yesterday, sorry, what's this? We can go later. Okay, let's see, Baruch. I don't know. I want to see what's happening with me. Anyway, it's not Shach till after Rosh Hashanah anyway. So let's see what the story is. Fine. Yesterday we dealt with the seemingly contradiction. The question: if your surim are so wonderful and precious, and they bring so much to Elis, why do we daven not to get them? It's also to daven for Yusurim. So we dealt with that. We dealt with the two mahalchim in life. There's the derech hachaim and derech hamavis. Hashem placed in front of us two pathways, and He asked us please to go the derech hachaim. Doesn't want us to go the derech hamavis, the derech of Yusurim and pain that he keeps for Himself to give to us as a gift, when and if He deems necessary, and we don't. We don't ask for gifts. We prepare for it. We recognize the greatness of it when it comes, but we don't ask for it. We saw Rabbi Akiva, who got to the highest level, the pinnacle of this understanding, called Yom HaYisim Itztayim Atayivoli Bosuk Zeva Kamenu. But he never davened for it. He was waiting for it. He was preparing himself for it. When it should come, he would be ready for it. And he anticipated it. He wanted it, but he never asked for it. You're not allowed to ask for it. David HaMelech asked for it, and he failed. You have to fail. If you ask for it, 100% guaranteed you'll fail. 100% guaranteed. That's what we learned from David HaMelech. David HaMelech said, test me. And Hashem said, for sure I'll test you. And he had to fail. There's no question that if you ask for it, you'll fail. If you don't go looking for it, but you recognize the goodness of it when it comes, so then you'll succeed for sure. But if you ask for it, you're destined. You have to fail. It's guaranteed, 100% guaranteed. We spoke about that once with Eliyahu Novi, Kamel, with the cow that didn't want to go to the Nivea Baal. We learned that, Rodes learns out that, you saw to go into Nisoin when you're sent, when Hashem sends you, your Rebbe sends you, the Novi sends you, that's one thing. But you put yourself into that Nisoyan, a guaranteed failure. Okay. Fine. Reish Ayin Tes. Gamim Enenu Bebedreges Rabbi Akiva. So you'll tell me that's lovelier, but Rabbi Akiva, I'm not Rabbi Akiva. What do you want from me? That's very nice, Rabbi Akiva. But we're talking about me now, my Kesha, Rabbi Akiva, and me. I'm not on that level. Alein Ledache, Kabolis Yisroon Ba'ava, Enu Indian Shal Madreges. You have to know, and you have to get this out of your head. People think that Kabbalah is Surim Ba'av is some kind of a high spiritual level. It's not relevant to normal people like us. You know, we're just grappling, trying to battle our way through life. We learn, we work, we do our stuff, we try our best, you know, we daven, we're doing the best we can. But don't come hack me with high spiritual levels. You have Rebbe Kiva's Kabbalah is Surim Ba'av or whatever. You know, it's hard enough just to get through the day. There are a lot of Madregas. Madrega gavua mashmoisa kashe oimedes befonai odem habreira kashe yoichalasso is dovem usiama bochesholasso is saved. Madregas is where you have something in front of you and you can choose. You can either do this thing or you cannot do this thing, and you choose to do it. So then that's Madregas. You're on a higher level because you could have sat back and done nothing, but you chose to go the extra mile. Lumazoi say surim eninu tunim lebichoroseinu. You don't choose your surim. You don't choose it. As it says in the Pirkei Avos, Al kochach ata chai. Yeah, because you have to be. No, it won't give you a choice. Kashe nigzorim aladim yusurim, who any yoich moik mem. Person, there's a decree that a person has to go through yusurim. You can't say, "No, you know what, this week I'm a bit busy, and I'll come back next week." And he'll, no, I'd rather not this week. No, I don't get a choice. Even if you say, "Listen, not at all, I'm busy this week. I'm too busy forever. I don't want you to live." They're not your choice. When the Yisurim come, when they come, so now, whether they're going to come or not, you don't have a choice. But once they come, now you have choices. How are you going to deal with it? Are you going to deal with it according to the Hashkafas HaTorah? Are you going to deal with it the way the manufacturer's instructions tell us how to deal with it? Or do you want to do it your own way? You know, your own habituated old ways. For sure, this is not, you know, you read the book and now that's it, you're ready. No, this is not a one-day easy mission. As Rabbi Akiva said, kol yoma, kol yoma. Every day a person has to think about it. Think about the surim that you had. Think about the surim that you're having. Go and understand and work it through and internalize every day a little more. It's like dropping water on a stone. Every day a little bit more. That's all for my good. This is coming from Hashem who loves me, who cares for me, who only wants what's good for me. And he can do whatever he wants. He's not limited. It's not like he wants to do me good, but he can't. So therefore, never, what can you do? No, he can do whatever he wants. And he's cheshbon, he's unbelieving. And this is good for me. It comes from Hashem's love for me. Gamim berega rishon ubetukfa rishoina alayv sheites dam v'kashe lekabel ha'isurim ba'ava aloy liudi lipoel beruchim. Even though in the beginning, when the person's in the midst of terrible nisyonos, it's very hard to focus on these kind of thoughts. It's very difficult. It's not when you're calm and you're relaxed and you have a moment of nuchas and nefesh, you can walk on the beach and you can reflect and you look at the stars and you know. But now when you're in the middle of it, when you're middle of it and you're getting pounded, very hard to have these kind of ideas. But a person shouldn't lipolucho. A person shouldn't get bewildered. You're fighting, you're in there, whatever, but you have to have the seed of that thought. This is for my share, this is for good, this is for me, this comes with love. That's the minimum that we have to try towards. And even that's not poshut in the midst of an assignment. But that's the underlying foundations of how we have to deal with this, and you can't do it when you're in the midst. As I said yesterday, Rabbi, you could not been called Yom Ha'isim Itzar. Matai, when the crunch came, that nisoin that he went through, unbelievably difficult nisoin. We can't even begin to imagine what we would have done. Shelo neida, but he was ready for it. Why? Because kol yomai, he was preparing every day. You have to train. It's like an athlete, you know, a violin player. Who was it? The great violin player Stern, Isaac Stern. I think he said that he used to practice like 8 hours a day. I don't know what he was practicing. He was the greatest violinist before. He didn't shoulders above everybody. He used to practice, I think they said 8 hours a day. And so there you see, you know, there you see that that you have to, person has to continue work at it. We're trying to become a master. We don't just want to have a bit of a so we can get through the day. We don't want to have a little bit of imuna we can get through the day. We want to become an umman. We want to become a master craftsman in this field. To do that, you have to practice every day. Whether it's 1 minute or 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or you have to set up some kind of a program to focus on this, that the person thinks and is ready for this. I heard from Rav Nachman, there was a car accident, terrible car accident, and the mother was in the back with one of the children. And as it happened, in the midst of luck, there was the noise and the glass and the metal crunching, whatever happening, she screamed out, "Thank you, Hashem." That's someone who's training. That's not your reflex reaction in the middle of a crash. You go, wow, screaming, shouting, wow. That comes from training. That's somebody who's really trained hard, long and hard at that. That's not something that happens by reflex. So, we may never get to such a level. That's the point. The point is wherever we are, each person on his level has to have to work at this. Okay, Rashi's. was going to tie in a little bit what I spoke about yesterday. Is Rav Chaim Rosen here? Because he said something yesterday. No, he's not here. Chaval. Okay. Maybe I'll get the tape, the recording. Okay. Fine. Let's first do what he says here. Reishis alav lasir das min hamachshavas madua velama. The first thing you have to do here is get rid of your questions of why is this happening? Why is this happening to me? Why? Alav lazov leshanen ki ein oid vado. First of all, I call Misham, this is all from Hashem. There is nothing in the world other than Hashem. Kael imuna v'ein oval tzadik yoshu. Ki yoshu tzuri v'loi av l'boi. Hashem doesn't do injustice. Kael imuna v'ein oval tzadik v'yoshu. That's who we're dealing with. That's who the Balbiya is. Zu eitza yeitza l'apilis l'machshot shel trunya k'neged oilom. It's the Yetzer Hara that comes and says, "Yo, why me? What did this happen?" Do pucks, asking questions, and start upset with Hashem. Only when one has calmed down a little bit and the storms of confusion and anger are down a little bit, only after a while, a person can sit back, a person can little bit, can start investigating, thinking, analyzing, meditating, understanding a little bit more and more why what he's going through is actually his good. And we know that from our own experience. When the thing first comes and we're bewildered, then it's very hard to connect to this. Look back after a while, you get used to a certain situation, you're a little bit more familiar, you're a little more on familiar ground, you're not like swimming through quicksand. You realize suddenly you start going, what? I see the good, I see this came from a little bit, yeah, I see the ultimate good, I never understand. But even on our limited perspective, we often see the good in what's happening to us. We allow it. Zu ayusa gosam shalam ramavinu shrabainu kufishu mava bala tifiru chaysara la posuk vikam avram ma'ol pnei meisoy. Mu'ur midrash rabba, Moedik Yisa say, wow, there's so much to be learned. A person has to face difficulties. Start with Avram. It says, "V'yak Avram me'al p'nei." So Avram got from the face of his dead wife. Talking about Sarah. So the Midrash Rabbah this says like this: what was going on there? The lama shroi malach hamavus mitris hegdoi. He v'yakom Avram me'al p'nei. So it teaches us that Avram Avinu saw the malach hamavus. Tris, like a barrier. A tris, or the shape, the things that stop the sun coming through the windows, is a tris. It's a barrier shape. A mechitza. Regoes of terishime. Anirali vonas amidrash ki yedak tek b'ksuv shenemo v'yov avram lisoi tzare l'kutso. The terishime, very shlame, is bothered by the midrash. It says, Yokam avram al p'nesur. Avram got out from the face of his, from in front, being in front of the one. And the Midrash says, that teaches you that the Malach HaMavos is stay in front of you. That's not a poshut pshat in the Midrash to understand. So the Torah Shema says like this. It says in the Pasuk that Avram Avinu came to say a hesped for her and to cry for her. Right? Normal thing, husband comes to say for his wife and to cry, to mourn. V'lo nema sha'osa kain v'aspet. It doesn't say to the hesped. Where's the hesped? You wouldn't like to get the hesped. What did Avram have to say? Sarah, let's see that hesped. We don't have a hesped. He didn't say hesped. Rakekef yad kasiv v'yakom Avram ma'isay. He came to give hesped, he got up and he left. What happened to the hesped? My cry to this, lama hit noche melahaspeden. Why didn't he make a hes? Kloime shebesefushal dove, who lo ispidota. He didn't make a hes. He came to get a hes, and then he got up and left. He didn't make a hes. Chaval, why not? Well, husband doesn't must be his wife. Lochein bo abal midrash. Therefore, the midrash has come to answer this question. The Tarashai Roy Malach HaMavos Matriskin, he saw the if he was going to go back a yes, but now the Malach Hamus was waiting to pounce on him. Ratsa Loima, what does that mean? She hid the lead, Boina Mrs. Sarah. When he started thinking about Sarah's death, when you're going to make a yes, but you start thinking about the person, the death, the life, you start thinking about the matzav, yeah? Hatzadeikas Arishna Sheboilam, the first and biggest tzadeik. Asha'isa imchol b'nei Yisrael. Asha'im imchol b'nei Yisrael. V'tikin chav. V'ruch ha'kodesh madabez b'toi groin. Here's this woman, the mother of Klal Yisrael. The mother of Kol Klal Yisrael. The tikkun of the chet of Chava. And the via ruch ha'kodesh spoke me to groin. We have a way of understanding the greatness of this woman. V'atit ha'meisa lav. And she does. Achrei Miles Hedish is up to the Ben Tzadikas there. The loyal Zeklum. 1 second, who are we talking to? We're talking about the greatest that ever lived. The son just survived the Akedah. Unbelievable, unbelievable moment for a mother. Can you imagine what a mother's. Yitzhak just made the Akedah. And now she dies. Mamash, at that moment. She never saw a son get married. Didn't help. All her big tzitkas, all her frumkas, the Lord's are klum. Es kol zeh yeit zara machnis belibe shel Avraham Avinu le'avo yukshe ba'ena ve'yiratz lo al ma'aseh Elokim asher. Everything I said now, that with the yeit zara into Avraham Avinu's head, to try and get him, start having shiz, and what's Hashem doing here, and kore, and l'chein shiro zeh, when Avraham saw that, I mean, he had period by Spido. He got up and he left. He's not going to miss Spido. If he misses a Hesped now, there's a big risk he's going to slip into Stolos Kashas Kashus and Hashem. Yeah. That's it. We saw the Malacha standing there ready to pound him and start putting thoughts into his head. Avraham Avinu, the great Avraham Avinu, understood, get into the ring with the Yetzirah. See the Yetzirah coming, you get it there. So he was thinking about the Hesped, and then he suddenly realized, 1 second, where's this coming from? So horror wants to appeal me, it's making me me'oir, doing and why and who, and started having kashas on Hashem, yeah? Got up and he left. You don't stick around. We're talking about Avraham Avinu. We wouldn't have the chutzpah to begin to say what is said. It's a midrash. It's a Tiferi Shleima. It's a Torah. We have to learn. Even Avraham Avinu, on his level, is going to start asking where. Why. He just came back from the Akedah. He didn't ask Kashas the Akedah. You're not going to ask Kashas there. You're never going to ask Kashas on Hashem. Hashem tells you, Yitzhak, the truth of the Jewish people. This is going to be where it's coming from. Yourself after you. Yitzhak, talk everything. Yitzhak. And the next day, he tells you, take Yitzhak up and Shech. You don't go 1 second. Yesterday, today, my career, you don't have a fleeting thought like that. No, you didn't have a fleeting thought like that. Got up and did it. But Hashem said, yeah, no question. Hashem said, you do what he said. That's it, finished. And you're worried that he's going to have kashas here or not? You see, they're looking at you, you get out of there, you don't stick around. But we wouldn't have said such a thing. Well, what can I do? He understood he was at risk. He must have been, we don't know what was going on with Avraham. I have no idea. But he was worried that the Yetzer Hara would get him to start asking one, why, kubah. Game over. Well, the snare, it says Moshe Rabbeinu his face, because he was scared to look at, to perceive, to look at Elohim. This is one of the things to learn from the walk in the ways of Hashem. But Tmimus. Why when these people, these suddenly see something happening to somebody, a country, to a place, what see Rahman suffering and coming, whatever, their heart doesn't start meditating of the suffering, what's going on. They fall apart. They don't start asking Hashem, doing this to this, not to this place. Hashem is tzarek for Yosha. Okay. Now, what questions do you have? Why is he doing this? But Hashem is tzarek for Yosha. It means he's doing because this is what's good. What else do you want to know? Kel imunah v'novel. He's a faithful God. Imunah means faithful. Doesn't mean Hashem is imunah. Imunah, the word imunah, to be faithful. Hashem is faithful. You can trust him. Faithful. He doesn't do injustice. It means everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. V'nachu kivitne elyon yetzaros rakulam mechim. Nothing bad comes out of Hashem. It's all aimed at good, ultimate good. That's what it is. It's all for the good. So what are you asking? Why and how and who and I did this and what I need this in my life for? Hashem is doing this for the good. Ulechein ba'ayi sa'inyan kasher ro Moshe Rabbeinu v'shol ara asne hamoyer lagolus. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the snare, which was a symbol of Golus, he was being shown the Golus. But Rav says, "Bainan ma'zeh ma'zeh." You don't want to think, what? Auschwitz? Inquisitions? Tach v'tach? What's 2,000 years of? This is Hashem doing good. He didn't want to go there. V'yastiponov. Kiyare Mahabi was too scared to look at the danger. Listakel El Bechinus Elokim Vadinim Penny Kashabainav Achat Kantorov. Moshe Rabbeinu was no lightweight. Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Hashem like I speak to my friend. Ponim Oponim, Yira, what do you want? Neman Basi, wherever he wanted in the higher world, he looked to Mistovev, free access to all the secret universe. He understood this principle better than anybody, that if it's from Hashem, for the good. Yeah, but you're still human. You still have Yetzahara. You still have sensitivity. You still have feeling. You see human suffering. You see suffering. The greater lesson is, the more it's going to affect him. The more it's going to affect him. A friend of mine told me, went to Michal Yudazatzal. To daven for a certain result that was born, the child was ill, whatever. As he started explaining through Michal Yudazatzal what this child was going through, he saw he was crying. He was crying. He never knew the person on the question, never seen before. He never knew the child. He didn't know anything. He was in Kabbalat Kal, which means he was, I don't know how many people were lying to see him. And he started telling him about a child who's in hospital or whatever. Can you please tell him? He was crying already. These people are super, super sensitive. And therefore, the danger there is bigger. You see pain like that, and it affects you. Not like me, I'm a bit callous. You know, I'm a sadness, no nishalach, because why? I can already feel your pain. No, he's crying. Crying. I thought Rav Moshe Feinstein once, there was an almoner came into Rav Moshe, and she came in, she was in there for like 20 minutes, and she left. So, I don't know if it was my son or the son-in-law, I don't know who it was, but it was a Talmud that was there with him, went in afterwards, and was very obviously disturbed. And he said to him, what did you want? He said, I don't know. What do you mean? She was in there for 20 minutes. He said, I don't know. She started crying. I saw her crying. I started crying. We cried for 20 minutes and then she up and walked out. You understand? So we're talking about the greater the sin is, the more in touch with the suffering, the more the suffering touches him. And even then, there's no questions about how do you deal with it? With 14, you're saying him come see you. Excuse me, you're not going to ask questions? I mean, the stories can carry on and on and on. And I mean, there's Isaiah. But our ancestors, our teachers, masters taught us how you do situations like this. Yeah, Tzahara is going to pounce on you. Yeah, we're all going to pounce on you. You know, we got in the Holocaust. Why did that happen? Where did that happen? There's no of those questions. Ain Oed Milvot Hashem doesn't do injustice. We have to understand that, to know that. Yakishkas as much as we can. Kol Yomov, Rabbi Akiva, every day. But what do you mean, Malay? Right? I feel Moshe Rabbeinu must be one of Moshe Rabbeinu scared. He was scared over there. Who Hashem Yavala Hachamidrisu Shakosh Bochu? He thought maybe you would have caches on the way Hashem is running the world. If Moshe Rabbeinu is too scared out there, we have to understand that that's the derech of a Jew. A Jew doesn't shemia. Lama v'adua. Alav l'salek u'legarus es machshava shel lama v'malam. Then you got to get rid of those questions. Eitz amal b'shadas eilu b'kol mine cheshboines shayim shel chesh ma'nefesh. Ah. Yeah, it's where it comes all to frum painas. To get you to go start looking there, then he sows that, and then once you did Pirzuchim is Migdal and Timukolashmonim. Achaladam Vadat Shelo Hanhoga. That's not our derech. Reishis Alev Lasiras. First of all, switch down. Go back to your default position. Kel Imuna Vain Oval. Kiyosharatsem Hashem Triv of Love Loss of Boy. Doesn't do bad. This is coming from him. I call it tova. I don't understand it. I don't want to think about it. I can't think about it too much. Right, not right now while I'm in the throat of this wall. I go away. I'll come later. We can discuss it, but not now. It's too dangerous. Avraham Avinu understood the danger and Moshe understood the danger. So don't think we're not, but for me, it's not. Handle that. I can ask Kashas and I'll say, no, you won't. You won't for sure fall. You'll fall. Only after you've calmed down a little bit and the matzav's a little more settled, you. And you've had time to your thoughts straightened, your mind thought out. As then, nifras lefon of kan, void the ruchnias lekolachaim. Then there's space, and now there's work. You know, now there's a lot of spiritual for the rest of your life. I can start taking on Kabbalah Surim Ba'ava. Make a career out of it. I must become a world master in Kabbalah Surim Ba'ava. In little things, not to wait for big things. Then you look at the matzah, you get a bit detached from the situation. You can look more objectively, and you can start seeing the nechayin, the nechud chesed, the ave in the matzav. Esaper shakolatova. Then you can start seeing a little bit pinpricks in the beginning. Akolatova. V'amnam kol machshava kazu hu kiyum the raisa shel avas Hashem. And now another thing: while you're doing that, you're mekayming buckets and buckets of raisas, mitzvah av Hashem. You don't realize. Every time you push away a little bit, thoughts of why did Hashem do this, and I'm upset with you, Hashem, and Hashem, I know, the reward is void, unbelievable. So have in mind, you come a mitzvah. So I'm going to end just with the last paragraph here, and we'll carry on. My father gave us an unbelievable practical eitzah for this. He has to be prepared in his mind that he's ready to die of Kiddush Hashem. That's the Bechol Nafshecho, the Sevavtas Hashem. Afilu Noitel Eshecho. V'alkach Ne'emar HaKosuv Elecho Horonu Kol Hayom. When you think about that, when things come, when the trouble comes, remember, my Israel, Hashem, the Hashem, Echad, call Nafshecha, he takes your life. That Kabbalah, Malchus Shemayim. Obviously, there's more here, but this carries on. It would be, no, let's, we're not going to finish this period now. And I don't want to start out with some Mishpat, but it's a Yichud until I have a clear sketch. Maybe for some good day. Tomorrow, okay, let me just tell you. I don't know what's happening to me. I'm hoping to be able to give Shri. I don't know where I'm going to be. I have to take somebody, I have to escort someone to a medical procedure, and I'm not sure when it's going to happen, what's going to be free. On, I'm hoping 9th I'm going to be free, that I'll, wherever I'll be able to learn together. But I won't know until to the time. So I have to tell you. I'm not going to send out an email 2 minutes before. Now I should be able to. So I'm going to go online so that tomorrow 9:30 I'm going to do it. If you see that you come on here 9:30, if I'm not here, then goodbye, then I'm not going to be here. Erev Rosh Hashanah is on Friday. I don't know what's going to be. Long Slichas, people want to do, what not to do. I think maybe we should leave this until Tzom Gedalia. Tzom Gedalia, we'll send an email. Either be 9, more likely to 10. I'll speak to Litzki, see if we can move it, got it to 10. Also, it's a long davening, Slichas davening. And then we have Tzom Gedalia's on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even the next, just to go through how to say Yichud. And then it's Banner's money. To see what we're going to do, Banner's money. I say, Mustamu, we can carry on learning. I need to have to carry on. Let's speak about closer to the time, B'zot Hashem, let's see what happens on Rosh Hashanah. So if I see you tomorrow, I see you tomorrow. Tiv Chasim Atva, a good bench to you. Thank you for everything. The beach, we'll have to see, Baruch. We'll let you. Baruch, I'm going to appoint Baruch if everybody agrees. We take a vote. The executive committee is appointing Baruch to be in charge of the beach trip. You know, they have charge of every little stupid thing yet today in the world. The taveh. So you have to come up with a taveh how we can do the beach trip. You're allowed to go to the beach, but you can't go to the water now. They're out of the segue. So you're at the beach, you're not going to the water, Lord, not really. And you have to eat with your mask on. Anyway, we'll let you, Baruch, you know, when you've worked and how we're going to do it. And we'll meet. If we don't meet tomorrow, we can meet tomorrow. If not, then Bezrat Hashem next year. Say good kabench to you.
Siva Tova, all the best, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Shalom, Rabbi. A good kabench.